From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. North Korea launched a new missile on Tuesday. It flew for 39 minutes and reached an altitude of 2,800 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. Despite UN sanctions, Pyongyang has been working to develop a missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead to the United States. South Korean President Moon Jae-in issued a warning to North Korea. North Korea should know that nuclear provocation will only cause economic difficulties. Now, South Korean government strongly urges for complete denuclearization of North Korea's nuclear weapons. North Korea's nuclear weapons and missiles are a matter of our life and death that threatens the very safety and lives of our people and our allies. We will not tolerate any such threat under any circumstances. U.S. President Donald Trump renewed calls for China to use its position as North Korea's main ally to exert influence. Venezuela's chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega Diaz, announced she was boycotting a Supreme Court hearing on whether to lift her immunity from being tried for unspecified irregularities. Ortega Diaz argued that the outcome of Tuesday's hearing was a foregone conclusion decided by the government that violates her legal right to defense and due process. National Guard troops and riot police took up positions outside the court building in Caracas, where protesters against Maduro's government have been raging almost daily for several months. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are on a collision course on issues of climate and trade at Friday's summit of the Group of 20 leading economies in Hamburg, Germany. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
As police step up patrols and protesters set up camp, no one is expecting an easy weekend in Hamburg. Angela Merkel pledges to work toward consensus, but foresees no miracles in her relations with the U.S. administration.
I think there is a high degree of similarities. On other issues, there is a high degree of differences. And therefore, I don't want to anticipate the talks. But I do not think we will have unified positions on all issues at the end. But it is sensible and honest to talk to each other on all issues of international diplomacy.
President Trump says he has bold plans to slap tariffs or impose quotas on steel imports, the latest and perhaps most serious of threats to protect U.S. industry and part of his America First strategy, one that has G20 partners feeling nervous. If leaders manage to find common ground, it will be in sharp contrast to what is on the streets of Hamburg, where protesters have been out since early in the week. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
U.S.-backed forces have breached the wall around the Old City section of Raqqa, Syria, as they advance a month-old offensive to oust the Islamic State group from its de facto capital. A statement from the U.S.-led coalition on Monday said the Syrian Democratic Forces overcame heavy ISIS resistance and that coalition aircraft used airstrikes to create two 25-meter holes in the Rafika wall away from other points where the militants had planted mines and car bombs. Coalition spokesman Colonel Ryan Dillian said the forces are making great effort to protect civilians and preserve the ancient monuments and shrines destroyed by Islamic State in recent years. Turkey's main opposition has launched a challenge with the European Court of Human Rights over the country's April referendum, giving President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping political powers. The Secularist Republican People's Party, or CHP, filed the appeal Tuesday and led a group on a 425-kilometer cross-country protest march from Ankara to Istanbul. The referendum, which Erdogan won with 51.4% of the vote, allows Turkey to switch its governing system from a parliamentary one to a presidential system, abolishing the office of the prime minister while boosting the president's powers. For further information and in-depth coverage, be sure to visit voanews.com any time of the day. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.